AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In some parts of the country, kids 5 and under are starting to get coronavirus shots. The AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
Parents of the younger set have plenty of questions and concerns, like which vaccine should my child get? That answer from White House Virus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha.
They're both exceedingly safe. They're both effective. If you really, so either one is fine. If you, there's some nuanced, subtle differences, you can talk to your family physician or pediatrician about them.
And what if your child will turn 5 soon?
This is a question I get asked most by my friends who have kids in that age range. What I personally think you should go ahead and get your child vaccinated. If they're right on that cusp, you maybe want to talk to your pediatrician or family physician.
Dr. Jha appeared on ABC's Good Morning America. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden says he may have a decision this week on a gas tax holiday. It could mean a savings of as much as 18 cents a gallon.
My team is going to be sitting down with the CEOs of the major oil companies this week and try to get an explanation how they justify making $35 billion. In the first quarter.
The president says oil companies need to do more refining. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says drivers are getting a price break.
For the first time in 9 weeks, the national average price of gasoline has fallen, decreasing a little over 4 cents a gallon in the last week. More importantly, we're back under the $5 gallon average that we briefly saw. The national average this morning, $4.97 a gallon.
Police in New York say a college basketball player, 21-year-old Darius Lee from Houston Baptist University in Texas, was shot and killed early this morning at a gathering in Harlem. So far, no arrest. A legislative committee investigating the deadly shooting at a Texas elementary school in Uvalde is set to hear more testimony from law enforcement. The committee is in executive session, blocking the public from hearing witness testimony. This is AP News. As Title IX marks its 50th anniversary this year, a WNBA owner is among the women athletes who have benefited from the law. Ginny Gilder is co-owner of the Seattle Storm. She realized what Title IX means 46 years ago on the Yale University rowing team.
We didn't have showers. So the first thing that started happening as we started doing practices out there was that people started getting sick. And that was when the idea of a protest started to develop.
It set off the Yale Strip-In in 1976 to protest inequities in the treatment of men and women rowers. It propelled Gilder to become an Olympic silver medalist in rowing. She became an investor and philanthropist, co-owner of her hometown WNBA franchise. Gilder says without Title IX, you would not have the WNBA.
You would not have all the women who get to compete at the Olympic level, at elite levels, whatever sport you're talking.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.